Californians are hoping to get through today without any more rolling blackouts. President Bush increased their chances yesterday when he ordered a 2-week extension of the federal directives that require energy companies to supply power and natural gas to California's cash-strapped utilities. The original directive would have expired at midnight last night. The energy crisis in California is overshadowing a power shortage that's affecting the rest of the country. Natural gas suppliers were caught short this winter by colder than expected weather. Reserves dwindled and prices skyrocketed. The shortage follows years of promoting natural gas as a clean, cheap, and reliable energy alternative. Here are two reports, the first from NPR's Howard Berkus.
It seemed too good to be true. A domestic source of energy, no OPECs or unstable governments to contend with, cleaner and cheaper than coal or oil, right under our feet or just offshore, pumped right into millions of homes and power plants serving millions more. Natural gas seemed like a godsend until now.
We basically bet the economic future of the United States on the premise that we had abundant and readily available supply of natural gas. We literally kind of fell asleep at what was going on.
This is self-criticism for Matthew Simmons, president of Simmons & Company International, an investment banking firm specializing in energy companies. Simmons co-authored a 1999 industry report assuring the Department of Energy that there was plenty of natural gas to meet the escalating demand.
I think we basically totally misread what was happening to natural gas demand. And we had a disconnect on the supply side between having ample resources buried deep beneath the earth and having the ability to basically get the supply out at a fast and ever-increasing pace.
Here's what happened, according to Simmons and others who monitor natural gas. First, there's the industry itself, notes Gene Whitney, who scrutinizes the natural gas business for the U.S. Geological Survey.
These are not big, major oil companies. They don't have a lot of cash sitting in their bank accounts that they can put toward investment in drilling rigs and so on. When a small gas producer wants to drill new wells, he has to go to a bank and try to borrow money. It's just very difficult and very expensive to find new fields, new discoveries of natural gas.
That makes the investment risky for bankers and for the 7,000 small and independent companies that produce 2/3 of the nation's natural gas. In the last 20 years, they found it more and more difficult to find and pump natural gas. The easiest deposits were already producing, so drilling rigs were mothballed and cannibalized for parts, hurting the industry's ability to quickly respond to new demand. Then warm winters hit, 2 recent years in a row. Gene Whitney of the U.S. Geological Survey.
I think that might have lulled some of the producers or the market in general into a sense of complacency. It masked, to some extent, the normal increase in demand that might have happened in normal winters.
Natural gas is stored in massive underground reservoirs. They weren't completely refilled during those mild winters.
Suddenly we hit a very cold winter, and the demand skyrockets as everyone turns on their gas furnaces, and the system just wasn't able to accommodate that sudden increase in demand. And when that demand shot up, combined with the lack of an adequate supply, that drove the price up.
Which brings us to today. Higher natural gas prices are fueling a rush to build new drilling rigs and explore and produce. There's new pressure to drill in places in the Rockies and the Gulf Coast, put off limits due to environmental concerns. There's a new interest in new pipelines from Arctic Canada and Alaska. But it's not clear all this will keep up with demand. Energy investment banker Matthew Simmons is especially pessimistic.
We thought the surge demand was something so far. We've seen nothing yet because we have a mountain of gas-fired generating plants that are basically being feverishly constructed. As those plants get hooked up, that has an unbelievable impact on increasing demand for natural gas.
Add a few bitter cold winters and blistering hot summers, and Simmons predicts rationing of natural gas as the industry struggles to keep up. Other analysts believe it won't be so bad, but they warn if prices plunge, there'll be little incentive or ability to develop new sources of gas. Howard Berkus, NPR News.